Dear friends, I strongly believe that whenever we have an opportunity like this to meet and replace God, it is a unique opportunity for us to recharge our spiritual batteries. And I have no song in that hymn. Life is not always plain sailing. Am I right? There's always, there is a fee in a way or another. There is thoughts. But when we meet, it's to ask God to keep us, to keep us more, so that we may be able to stand firm in some of storms of life that we may be going through. And that's why this morning I would like to share with you on the theme, how to conquer our walls of Jericho. How to conquer our walls of Jericho. The joy for me studying the Bible is that the more I study, it's full of a number of promises and powerful spiritual symbols. One of the most quoted promises from the Bible, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Did anybody hear me? I know the plan that I've got for you. Plan for you to have a bright future. But beside that kind of promise, there are also some powerful. And another very powerful symbol in the Bible is the promised land. Despite the geographical meaning of the promised land, is God another powerful, broader perspective that can help you across the world? We know that geography to set themselves a challenge to reach their own promised land. For example, the former president of America, Barack Obama, when he wrote a monumental book about the terms that he spent as the first Black American president of America, it's a massive book, nearly 800 pages, which I enjoy reading. And the title that is just a promised land, a promised land. So, this, the promised land is something that based on ourselves, we may set our target. I want to reach my promised land. The challenge that the promised land has set in the Bible is that people can only reach that promised land only when they have the ability to conquer the walls of Jericho. Because Jericho was the strongest, the most powerful city on the way to the promised land. Not only it was the most modern, but it has the most advanced defense system. The town wall of Jericho, just so dark, and when you see them from far, that's enough to tear anyone from getting close. And Moses as the leader, the first challenge that Joshua as the new leader had was to conquer the world of Jericho if ever they had to reach the promised land. And Moses his strategy was to send spies to look around to see what kind of people live around Jericho. The reports of the spy were really fragile. When they came back, they said, wow, people who live around Jericho, they are so charged, they are so powerful, that by their side, we ourselves will look like grasshoppers. And people were trying to say, now, get to the promised land, this will put you in God's people. It was all one person among them. His name was Caleb. He was the only one who said, God, please, you promised Lord that means we can conquer the world of Jericho. We can read that in Numbers chapter 13, from verse 30 to 33. Caleb, God, I promised on the promised land that we can conquer. And that reminds me of an inspiring story that I read recently about the British adventurer Mallory. Have you heard about Mallory? Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, Mallory. In the 1920s, Mallory, he tried to conquer Mount Everest. The first time, he said, the second time, he said, the third time, most of his teammates and himself were wiped out in another. So, when they returned back to England, the leader of the survivor organized a ceremony to honor those who have survived. So in the banquet hall, when the leader look at the same picture of those who survived, then he turned back to them and look at a giant picture of Mount Everest standing like a giant that nobody can ever come. And that he spoke to Mount Everest, said, Mount, speaking to you on behalf and giving you first time, second time, you defeat us the third time. First, speaking to you, Mount Everest, in the name of all those who one day will defeat you, because you can never grow stronger than God who created you. First, with the help of God who created us, one day we defeat you because we get strong. The rest is history. on the 29th of May, 1953, Mount Everest was finally conquered by a British-led expedition. So, Promised Land may be, or the walls of Jericho may be, a personal challenge that we may be facing right now. And we need to find resources within ourselves to say, this may be tough. First, with the help of God who created me, I will overcome this. And this is where our first Bible reading in Joshua 4. Is it possible to see again some from verses? Joshua 4, is it? Colin? You did not? Okay. In that, see, Joshua 4, from verse 2 to 3, God, the people, to take one stone from the Jordan River that they have crossed. Why? Because they were trapped by the conquerors, conquering the world of children. God was telling them, you need to remember first what I have done to us. Take 12 stones, each for each child, so that in the future, when you are fighting, that it was God who helped you when the waters of Jordan were coming down, so that you can cross, so that you may remember. So the best weapon that we have got against the Satan's strategy, he discouraged us. We need to remember how far God has kept us. When we are facing challenges today, let us remember what God done for us yesterday or 5 years ago. And then we can think that God was with me yesterday and also be with me. And that's what you can change your mind. Said in Lamentation, he said, this is what I remember, this is what gave me hope. Weeping may come overnight, but joy will come in the morning. For God's faithfulness, they do not fail us, they are here every morning. And that's it.
Greatest and faithfulness, oh my God. Greatest and faithfulness, greatest and faithfulness, only the newness in the sea, all and
that you can recharge your mental battery. Yes, I may be facing issues that are tall, small as ball of jelly, but God who did it for me yesterday can also do it, and He will provide that I keep faith in. And this is where we come to move forward as God has told. Joshua, we might not be before they look forward to the world of Jericho. Let them look back what I did to them in the Jordan River. Now, the question we need to ask ourselves, in the same way that the city of Jericho has so many strongholds, we too, we have some strongholds in our personal life. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a that can make you believe that though God has promised this, this can never happen. A stronghold will exaggerate God and diminish God's ability to help you sort it out. So the question we need to ask ourselves personally, what are the strongholds in my personal life? For example, do you think that for a reason or another, God would never forgive you? If that's the case, that's what we call the stronghold of guilty conscience. Do you think that you can never or forgive a colleague, a friend, a family member, which member for something that happened? Think that never, I will never, never forgive her. If that's the case, that is what we call the stronghold of resentment. I remember 3 years ago, I was preparing a couple for marriage. They went and they left. We met with family members to get everything in place before the marriage. And out of the group, one of the family members said, "Brother, I will never attend the wedding because I will never forgive that cousin of mine who's going to get married. I will never." I don't know what problem. And I said, "It's going to be a joyful occasion for a family member." No. Say, "Let us do that. And we go and finish." Say the short prayer. And then I say, "Let's say the Lord's Prayer." At the point that we got to the "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass." I say, "Stop there. You cannot say it. Because you are not willing to give your cousin here. So you should say, God never forgive." And you have never seen a grown-up cry like that. He started. And then embrace his cousin. It became the most joyful marriage ever celebrated. Do you think that for a reason you never come out of a situation? If that's the case, that's what we call the stronghold of defeat. Do you think that only bad things happen to you? Because there are some people who feel that only bad things happen to me. If that's the case, it is what we call the stronghold of self-pity. Do you think that the value of your life is worth the material thing that you have got? If that's the case, it is stronghold for materialism. Do you think that you can only cooperate with others only when you are in charge or in control? If that's the case, that's what we call the stronghold of pride. Is there anything that is taking needlessly your monthly salary away, preventing you to face and reach the plan that God has done for you. If that's the case, that may be a stronghold of addiction. And this is where the second Bible reading in 2 Corinthians 10 comes in. In the passage, if you listen from verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, says, but the weapons that we have got are not human weapons. They are spiritual weapons that have got divine power to destroy every stronghold in our life. I've told people, some people, that their life is in mess now because that they have seen from a family member, a friend, is there. Because they simply believe in a generation. Of course. Since we have got this weapon, spiritual weapon, let's invoke the name of Jesus in our life. As I say, in the name of Jesus, that he sees that even if that's true, we have the power, the blood of Jesus. Some of us, it's not for by chance that Jesus died on the cross when we say, and then we fought and fought about the blood of Jesus. Have you been to Jesus for? There is a power. Who then will give power? In the blood of the Lord, there is power. In the nations of the
spirits
that are coming forwards, a spiritual weapon to destroy that stronghold in my life. We have the power of the word of God. You remember when Jesus was being tempted? It was with the word of God. It is Christ.
God
gets a way for. So, my friends, I truly believe that God has God promised a plan for each of us. But there are some sheep that can stand on the way, preventing us to conquer our walls of Jericho. But I actually believe that if we can repent, reconnect, recharge our spiritual battery, we can use the spiritual weapons that God has put for his hope. It saw draw trouble not only for ourselves, but for our children and for the children of our children. Because God cannot promise if this cannot happen. Thank God that this year, I'm celebrating my 40 years of ministry, not 14, 40 or zero. And you know what happened? I faced so many walls of terrible. But I thank God for the spiritual weapon of God that he has put at my disposal with the ability. As his foot there, calling my name, The trouble you are going through will not overwhelm you. I love you. You are precious. I'm a people mission to save you. Before you were born, you have been wounded and fearfully made in my image. In God's love so much that he could make those promises for us. No soul could prevent us from achieving. There will be war on Jericho. Conquering them will not be easy. But when we use the weapons that God has given us, we can say, I come to you on thanks to Christ who loves me. And I pray that may be so for each one of us for God's glory. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.